The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
My question is, are you as incensed about this as I am? Because as I see this play unfolding, as I see this continued farce, this circus, this Keystone Cops episode going on in the autumn years of my life, I can't help but be continuously more and more disgusted at what I'm seeing. Because on the one hand, I look at 4 years under Donald Trump, and again, folks, I'm not a big fan. You know, I don't like what he did with the vaccines. I don't like what he did with Israel and making Jerusalem the capital and all that stuff. He did a lot of things that I didn't agree with. But aside from that, I look at some of the good things that he did, and I compare that to what's happening now, and I'm absolutely disgusted. I look at what they're attempting to do with a man that didn't take a salary during his entire presidency. I think he donated it all someplace, different places. He took $1 a year, if I remember correctly. Okay. And I know my gas prices when I was Ubering was below $2 a gallon. I know that he had the Chinese in check with sanctions. I know that the immigration laws were in, you know, being controlled, that were in order. You know, I had a good feeling. I had a comfortable feeling about the direction of this country. That comfortable feeling is gone, long gone. And it happened ever since the day that Biden was inaugurated, and the first thing he did is shut down the Keystone Pipeline. But I look at this prosecution, or this attempted prosecution going on, which Donald Trump appeared in court today, you know, obviously pled not guilty to these charges, which if they were to be found guilty in all charges would do 100 years in prison. He wouldn't live that long. Okay. On the other hand, we see this dog and pony show going on with James Cobra and his band of gypsies. You're welcome, Julie. Anyway, his band of gypsies uncovering by the day more and more deception, corruption, illegalities, you know, fraud, payments. And then we have Chuck Grassley, that according to him, Senator Chuck Grassley, he made an announcement in a press conference, I guess, just the other day, that both Joe and Hunter Biden got $5 million apiece. According to the 1023, the 1023 is a document, I guess, that the FBI has been holding on to. They've been pressing the FBI to get this. The same FBI that Jack Smith says he's proud to work, stand shoulder to shoulder and work with the dedicated, integral men of the FBI. They must have two separate FBIs going on here. You know, one with the underlings that are the integral guys, and I'm sure there's some of them there that don't have a clue of what's going on. And as soon as they do something nefarious, underhanded, illegal, questionable, immoral, they get promoted once they're compromised. I think that's how that works. It's the same thing in masonry, isn't it? You know, you don't get beyond the third degree unless you do something that, you know, is going to cause them to realize that you're one of them. And eventually you get up to the 33rd degree and you're in one of the club. Okay? I think that's how that works. But anyway, getting back to this 1023, $5 million a piece in bribe, and Biden saying, oh, where's the money? Find the money. And he's basically saying, hey, you know what? Find it. He thinks he's got it buried and hidden. You know, it's gone through any of the 20 different limited liability companies through this person, that person, the other thing, funnel this way through eventually to his family members, and they're not going to find it. And maybe he's right. Maybe they won't. But that's not the point. The point is that these people, Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, Christopher Wray, all of these people know what's going on. The Congress, as they dribble these things out, you know, Christopher Wray was threatened with contempt of Congress if he didn't produce this, and they didn't produce some of these documents. They allowed the Congressional Investigative Committee to go in and read them, but they wouldn't give it to him. They finally allowed him to go in and read it, but they wouldn't give it to him. So this FBI that Jack Smith is proud to stand shoulder to shoulder, does that tell you all you need to know? These people are criminals. These people are Marxists. They're communists. They're bought off. They're compromised. They're threatened. They're something. What happened to this country, folks? What happened to this country? Where did it go from the time that I was a young man growing up until now, in that span of 50, 60 years? What happened to this country? I think it was John F. Kennedy that warned that if this country were to go down, it would be done from within. We're seeing it happen before our eyes. Let's go to Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, partner? Dan in Washington. Is it Dan? I don't hear anybody. Julia, we got Dan on the line? Oh, he dropped. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. We'll bring him up in just a second. have we got him?
Okay,
Dan in Washington, you're on with Michael. You dropped. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was at the gym and I saw, you know, they got the news up there and they had CNN and then it had Bob Barr.
You mean Bill Barr?
Bill Barr, yeah. Yeah, sorry. And he's sitting there and she's asking him and he's saying, oh, these were highly important documents, you know, that he shouldn't ever have taken them, you know, and it's just like, what do you make of Bill Barr? I mean, the guy.
I put him in the same classification of James Comey or Robert Mueller. They're fixers. He's a fixer. And the sad part about it with Donald Trump, just like when he appointed Christopher Wray, Donald Trump was naive. He didn't know these people were wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, that's where I put him in answer to your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing that all these people. Yeah, I just have a hard time telling with Trump. I mean, is it all a grift? I mean, maybe they know the more that they press these charges and stuff. Maybe, I guess we'll find out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll all, you know, the whole election will be about if he can beat these charges instead of, real issues. And I don't know. I just don't know. What do you think about Epstein? Who do you think killed Epstein? Or do you think?
I don't think Epstein's dead. I think he's off drinking his margaritas on some island somewhere out in the Pacific.
Yeah.
I don't think he's dead. And whatever happened to Ghislaine Maxwell? She's still in jail? I don't know. Never know. We don't know what happens to these people. We don't know. I mean, we know what we're told. Yeah. They give us dribs and drabs, but we don't really know. Supposedly, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, but all the cameras were out that day and the two guards weren't paying attention or whatever. Oh, give me a break. Okay? Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Gaslight me again. I don't think the man's dead. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I don't know either. There's different, like there's that movie Head of the Snake, Massad Maxwell, and the lady who was one of these sex slaves or whatever was testifying in that video and said Trump's ex-wife actually used to help pick out the women, and you know, they were basically like an Israeli intel op, blackmail operation or whatever. But it's kind of like, well, it so much depends on that, in a sense, that, you know, was Trump on Epstein's side and they called Epstein in and said, hey, this is over, or maybe Epstein was against Trump. And, hey, you know, it's hard to tell. We just don't have the information.
It's an ongoing play that we're watching, Dan, unfold, and they're writing the script every day that we live and breathe, you know?
The script, exactly.
Anything else you got before I go to my next caller, my friend?
No, don't forget about Nixon bombing Cambodia and Laos, and then he gets kicked out.
Well, I just picked out a few, and I clarified that. I mean, there's literally hundreds of them. But I didn't say that for the benefit of the audience. I said that for the benefit of the new listeners, because people that are coming on listening to this for the first or second time, they don't know any of this. You guys, the listening audience out there, knows it all, but they don't know any of this. And somebody's got to continually remind them of why we're in the position we're in. And I say we, the audience, because we know. And we need to wake these people up, these knowledgeless normies that keep going along to get along, thinking their government's benevolent. You know, they need to be slapped up to the side of the head, for crying out loud. Anyway, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they go from issue to issue, so, you know, we forgot about, you know, the vaccines and all that drama. Now it's all about the core drama, and they never fixed the issue from before. And apparently it's been like that for a long time.
they forgot about it. I didn't forget about it. That's why I continually bring it up, to keep it in people's minds. Thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick in Texas, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, my friend?
Thank you very much. According to Judge Dale, he's page 99, the Great American Adventure. These federal state governments are not real. They are privately owned corporations called governments, and their laws are nothing more than corporate regulations called statutes. Now, people don't understand that. They turned everything into a corporation. There's only just a handful of nations that are not corporations: Iran, Iraq, and one more that they have not yet flipped over. But it's like, you know, they passed the No-Hi laws. Everybody's aware of that. But then right after the Second World War, they created a Uniform Commercial Code, which is Babylonian Talmudic merchant law. And they put that into effect 6 weeks after they killed Kennedy. So they have been building this thing for a long time. And as far as, like, you know, charging Trump with a criminal or a civil crime, this the Matrix is a court official simply substitute the word criminal or civil, depending upon the case at hand. Rule one of the rules for civil procedure read: there shall be but one form of action, a civil action. This means that the criminal law is propagated and enforced by the police, and our corporate governments are all civil and are being fraudulently enforced against our corporate fictions and civil and criminal. And that was like, it was a deputy, Eddie Craig. He has his own talk show, and he says it's the clerk of court that will take a traffic ticket and sign it as a witness. And that's a violation. He is not a firsthand. That's hearsay evidence. And he turns that into a crime. And therefore, they can be incarcerated or whatever they're going to do. But this is the kind of trickery that they use, but it's nothing new. They've been doing this is how they operate everything. They've been, you know, all the way back through, you know, like Michael Gaddy goes through, you know, the founding of this country is just based on pure fraud. How they basically just rewrote the Constitution the way they wanted it. How Lincoln incarcerated anybody that went against him over and over. But just like you, what I got to say, Michael, you're like Michael Zaya. Yeah, you are educating, you know, lack of knowledge. Once we have a little more knowledge, we will be aware of how dangerous this thing is that we're dealing with. That seized control of this country.
All right, I agree with you. I appreciate your input, and I thank you for the call. I got to move on, Patrick. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate it. Let's go to John in Michigan. John, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
the last caller was correct, and all people have to do is look into the Act of 1871 when our country was bankrupt after Civil War and the Rothschilds came in and bailed out and rewrote the agenda for the corporation. And we're dealing with that, folks. So agencies are part of the corporation, and they're all running rogue, and they don't ever publish in the Federal Register. Ralph Winterhoff would talk about that. That was put into place by Roosevelt because the agencies were rogue, and he needed to have some control. So what we're dealing with now are rogue agencies, and that's not why I called, though, but I just wanted to share that and reinforce the last caller's information a little bit. You wonder why our country is so bad, Michael. It's the education system that started way back in the 90s, accelerated when Hillary and Bill got in. And our Republican governor here in Oregon and Pennsylvania, they got the money, federal money, to implement this curriculum that was created by behavioral psychologists to change the children's view on basic Christian values and other things. So we're dealing with right now people on grand juries, people on juries, people in law that have all gone through that system, and they've been really manipulated into a certain ideology that is very anti-American. And it goes back to books written, well, Charlotte Isserby. I talked to her before she passed, too. She was a friend since the 90s on the phone system, but Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld wrote a book, The NEA, The Trojan Horse of American Education, folks. And now we have everyone that's pretty much ignorant of reality because what they've been shown in school. And up here in northern Michigan, I went to 4 years of school board meetings to try to expose this, and that was in the 90s. And so it's really well on its way to destroying our country through the system of dumbing down.
I think it's my own personal view is this country has already been destroyed. There's a coup that's been run on this country. It is being controlled by outside influences, outside sources. And it's not a question of whether it's been overthrown. It's a question of whether we can reobtain it. Because obviously, for anyone who has eyes to see, this country's gone. The rule of law is gone. It's gone. I see this playing out every day in the court system, in the Department of Justice, and the FBI. And we're no longer living in a constitutional republic. We're living in a dictatorship. That's where we're living right now.
I agree. And these courts are just administrative tribunals for the corporation. And statutes
exactly.
are abrogation. Statutes yeah. are abrogation of law. There are these seats that aren't filled in every state, the constitutional seats, but we've been taken over by the corporation. It's just like if you work for General Motors or Chrysler or any of the other big corporation. There's rules and there's the departments, and now that's what we have here. The president's position is an agency, and that's why he couldn't mandate masks because the Supreme Court turned him down because he didn't have the authority because it wasn't published in the Federal Register. So there's a lot of things that it's wished on the wish list that things do turn around a little bit, but we're dealing with, I lost my thought on one thing, but you were right. I think this country has really been compromised to a really state of...
This is only the beginning. It's going to get worse. This is why, you know, this is why this must be turned around. And I've said before that I don't believe that we can put our faith in any politician. I would like to see Trump get reelected only because of his past performance. Not saying he's perfect, but I'm saying I don't see anybody else out there that, you know, their actions showed that he really did, I believe, want to make America great again.
I'll hold on, if I may.
Okay, Patty in Florida, you'll be up next, so stay there. France in North Carolina, you'll be after that. We got to go to a break. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Agree with that, folks. We're back with the National Intel Report. War is good for something. It's good for massive profits by contractors and politicians who want to drag them out. Do you ever notice that, you know, these countries that supposedly have all these massive weapons and nuclear weapons in an arsenal, they drag these wars on for years when they could be ended really quickly. And why? Because there's massive amounts of profit in it. There's massive amounts of profit for the banksters who make the loans for it. There's massive amounts of profits and kickbacks to the politicians and the contractors. That's why, you know, human life be damned, if you will. All right, John, let's finish your thoughts. What else you got?
Well, yeah, and the construction crews that go in there, like Bechtel and others, make money too. Well, this is about Trump. But, oh, by the way, I opened for that guy that was just singing "War" on a teen show back in the '60s in Detroit. That was a great little sidebar, but. I'm not in love with any politician, but I don't think he's a politician. But he's been around the world. He knows the ins and outs. He pardoned. Michael Kelly, the general. Who knows where all the bodies are buried? He knows where all the bodies are buried. Obama.
You talk about Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn. Yes. He knows where all the bodies are buried. Plus his uncle. Was involved with Tesla's paperwork after Tesla died. So Trump is playing his cards, exposing everybody that's criminal, and I'm sure for a big sweep, you'd have to have a real good plan to make it go down good without being too, bloody, because these people are just, they're cutthroat in their own way. But I feel that out of anybody in the world, besides, I just don't see anybody else that could possibly help turn this around a little bit.
Well, with that, I agree. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, John.
Yeah,
Patty's been waiting for quite a period of time. I appreciate that. And
I wrote down a couple points because I've got several, so I'm just going to read them off.
All right.
One, a Garland, Merrick Garland, does not have a duly executed oath of office. So everything that he initiates, as far as I'm concerned, is it's not legal.
You got that from Todd Callender, right?
Todd Callender, that's correct.
Right.
And not only that, but most of the people in Congress don't have an oath of office. And that Brunson case is coming up in June 22 or 24. And Justice Clarence Thomas, he's like the supervisor over the Southern District or whatever, Florida. So he's involved with that Brunson case, too. That was not dismissed. That is still in the works. And for new listeners who want to learn a little bit about that Brunson case, what they found after that is these people don't even have, because that was based on they did not follow their oath of office. And then it turns out they don't even have an oath of office. So that's really interesting. Attorney Wayne Jett, who wrote the book Fruits of Graft, traces that and did a wonderful discussion about that. So keep that in mind. And Derek Johnson, he's that military genius guy. He was injured, but he knew all the codes. And, boy, he proved to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that, what's his name, Joe Biden, the fake president there? His inauguration was not an inauguration. It was an actual formal military funeral. All those military codes were not followed to the jot and tittle that they always do. The number of cannons, the uniforms the officers were wearing, he didn't touch the reef. Everything was wrong. And Derek,
it's all a continued sleight of hand that Patrick mentioned earlier, and they've been doing it
right
to us for hundreds of years.
And we just saw, and even his face. I mean, there's a guy named Juan O'Savin out there. Some
I know who he is.
Okay. You know, it's like, these are clones. These are four clones. This isn't even Joe Biden. And I don't know if you saw the little video clip where he scratched his neck. And
yes,
it's like
I
the
saw
rubber
it.
Mask.
I saw it.
Came up. And now all of your callers have been so fantastic. But remember way back when he said, what makes you think you should be president, Mr. Trump? He said 200 generals. 200 generals. So it looks like Trump was actually picked to be president to oversee the bankruptcy of the United States, because he's a very good businessman. He's been through several bankruptcies.
Patty, it wasn't Donald Trump that was such a great businessman that got him through it. It was the connections that he had behind the scenes in the
exactly right.
Right. And they were
right.
They were all,
and
I believe they were Jewish banksters is
yes.
what they were, that
and
bailing
if
out.
If the United
right.
States, because of the bankruptcy.
Right. Patty, we got to go to a break. If you got something else you want to add, I'll hold you over.
Yeah,
Francis,
I'll be very
North
brief.
Carolina.
I'm almost at the end, yeah.
Okay, Francis in North Carolina, I'll get back with you as soon as I get through with Patty. We'll take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick around. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, folks, we're back with a National Intel Report. We got Patty and Florida on the line. Boy, Patty, what else you got for us?
Yeah, I that song reminded me when I was a kid catching the train early into the city. violating his the attorney-client privilege, Trump really should have pardoned Assange, Julian Assange,
mm-hmm.
who I think is being sent now to the United States. I mean, it's a miracle the guy ain't dead. He looks old man now. But all of these things are violations. And if Trump ever does get to oversee a legitimate bankruptcy of the United States, it would have to bring out all the fraud that was done to steal the country because it was based on fraud. We should be gold-backed like our Constitution says. Anyway, I'll let the other callers go unless you have anything for me.
No, that's about it.
Keep an eye on that Brunson case. I hope there's white hats, Mike.
Well, we'll see. Thanks, Patty. Appreciate the call.
God bless.
All right, Frances, thanks for waiting, dear. You're up. What's on your mind, girl?
Hey, young man. Start off with, for one thing, people are going to end up being given a choice of, well, do you really want to vote for someone who has been indicted of major crimes or whatever have you, which is kind of pale in comparison to the politician in D.C., for that matter. That's not excluding Joy Boy and his sons and whoever else in the family tree. But I think the people, when you said about the fact that the U.S. is collapsing from within, yeah, because the people have been pickled from the get-go. And people have no idea what's going on. They haven't woke up. They're in this illusion of, go figure, the government is right, the media is right, and everything else that anybody in the family says is dead wrong, even though you're blood-related and you don't know what you're talking about. You are a loony, and that's all there is to it. So until, oh, not to mention the chemical poisoning they're getting from the shot jab as well, and basically separating family members from each other as a result. So this whole thing about the World Health Organization pulling this number with the digital garbage and all that, they can take it and shove it. Because for one thing, Joy Boy has no right legally to go and give over anybody's medical information in the U.S. over to another organization in another country. That is blatantly illegal, whether the Constitution is still in effect or the Bill of Rights is still in effect or not. And if it is...
Well, so when is it being illegal ever stop them, Francis?
Well, there's that, too. I mean, they've been...
Well, no. The reason I bring this up, I just got a call this morning from my health care provider asking me how satisfied I am with my health care. And I literally went off. I gave him a quick education, and I said, I am sick to death of the health care system, my health care company, and the fact that this call is being recorded and everything that is being said, you guys have to provide to the government. The government has no business in or any interest in knowing how I am or how my sex life is or if I have suicidal tendencies or this litany of a questionnaire that they send me every year, or they call and harass me on the phone wanting to go through it with it or through me with it orally and record it. You know, but this it's beyond that now. Now it's gone from national to international, and they're going to give this to another criminal, Adnan Abreasis, who's going to declare another scamdemic and then lock you up if you don't roll up your sleeve. That's where this is going.
Oh, I know.
You know? Okay.
So when I hang up, medically speaking, I just simply hang up the line whenever they do that, because it's none of their bloody business. If they haven't got the information when I was at the hospital for whatever reason, like a fractured bone or something in an arm or leg or whatever have you, go figure. I mean, they have all the information they need just to go and call you up and harass you to confirm this or how what you thought of that. It's none of their bloody business.
No, I agree. I'm still going through this with my sister. My sister's getting letters from the government wanting her to apply for Medicaid. She's dead, okay? But that's not – it's a trap, because I know what Medicaid law is and I know what spend down is. I went through it for 20 years, and the hospital has informed the government to send me these – or send her these notices. So I will hopefully be a dupe and say, oh, yeah, you're going to help us out here? Let me fill out all the information, because I know what spend down is. All it is a trap for the hospital to get their money, and if there's any money left in her estate, it's gone.
Bingo.
Right.
You hit the nail on the head, because – that's all it's about, is money. Whether the person is still alive, which for them they hope they're dead to start with, in one way, shape, or form. And so as a result, they're going to try and milk it more for everything every penny they can get. They don't care.
Exactly. Well, they don't know who they're dealing with. They're dealing with somebody who went through it for 20 years. That was my profession, was Medicaid spend down and estate planning. So I know all the ropes and all the tricks and all the gags, and they're not getting to first base with me. But anyway, anything else you got before I let you go? I got to go to the next caller, honey.
The only thing I've got for you is I'll have all of my margarita, dear. Have a great week. Later.
All right. Think of me every time you take a sip, because I don't drink anymore.
Oh, baby.
All right. Have a good one. All right. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, good day. I have a report for you guys on RVN. I was down in the downtown by the courthouse today, and I actually went down A Street by Versailles Restaurant. You couldn't even get in there, actually. It was crazy. There was literally thousands and thousands of Cubans over there. A lot of Americans, too, you know, but everybody. But, these Cubans actually know what's going on, because they know what's going to happen here if this bumbling buffoon wins this. And if they were able to get away with doing this to Trump in the end, we're looking at Cuba here. And a lot of these Cubans know that, and they won't tolerate it. It was off the chain, man. I was talking to some guys today, man. Hundreds of them, and they were going nuts. It was crazy. Really, it was really crazy.
Well, it's nice to know that they're awake and they know who Biden really is, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. And here in South Florida, they do because, you know, Trump carried Florida big time.
Tom, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. You're in South Florida. He was indicted, evidently, in South Florida. Where are they getting these people? South Florida, is that a red county or a blue county? Do you know?
It used to be a blue county. Now it's a red county. It actually has gone red.
But where are they getting these jurors that are coming up with these indictments, and how are they manipulating them, you know, going off, you know, what script and making this criminal as opposed to civil, and, you know, expanding on the statute, which Jack Smith is doing? How are they finding these people? That's my question. How are they getting these indictments to begin with? Go ahead.
I can tell you this. I haven't seen so many Jews since I was a teenager. Miami Beach used to be run by the Jews, but there's a lot. All these news people that work in these news outlets, all these major networks down here and or up in Boca, they're all down here, and they're all mostly Jews. You can tell a Jew. I can tell how they talk. I can tell how they act as far as their news.
You're talking about the majority of the press and that's covering this are Jewish. Okay, go ahead.
Absolutely. No, there's no question about it. And, you know, you got to remember how they they're Asafardite, and then you got the Kanazis. I know all about them. I can tell them. I can smell them. Okay, and I can see how their reaction is. But, you know, there's such a hatred for Trump because, you know, Trump's brought out too much for these people, and their heads are exploded. If they could, they would get rid of the Internet if they could. They would like to go back to you having to only find out your news in a newspaper. You know what I mean? That's how they controlled it.
May I pose another question to you, Tom? You said they hate Trump, but yet Trump did all these great things for Israel, and Trump and Netanyahu were buddies, and Trump made Jerusalem the capital of Israel as opposed to Tel Aviv. I mean, all of these good things and all these awards that Trump has shown us that he has by the Jewish community and the Chabad Lubavitch and all this stuff, and Jared Kushner being in cahoots with Netanyahu and being friends of his. You know, I mean, why do they hate him so much? And why did the Jewish community or the Jewish banking system bail him out of his bankruptcies? How could they hate him, you know, with as much as he's done for him? Go ahead.
I guess I can answer that if you give me a chance here. First off, at the courthouse in Miami today, if you look at all the footage, what I was watching, there's a lot of Jews surrounding Trump with their little yarmulkes on the back of their head. There's like four guys right next to them that had yarmulkes on. Now, you're asking me. As far as the electorate goes or the Jewish population in whole, I would still say 80% of them are going to vote Democrat. They're believing in kibbutzes and Marxism, and they believe it. I'd say 20-25% of them, of the Jews in the United States, are conservative. They have conservative viewpoints. And if you notice, like what's going after with Soros, you have a lot of Jews on this part of an organization that are fed up with the Jews, backing liberalism. Soros and Tom Steyers and all these other Zuckerberg, you know, so there are some Jews out there actually have some common sense, I guess is the word, and they know what's going on. But again, the media, you know, Ted Turner even said it. He's like, what happened to CNN? He controls the media, controls the mind, because everybody's like a sheeple. Most people in this country are sheep. You know, and that's exactly the way it's going on right now with the media controlling everything. Look at that Joy Beha. Look at this Whoopi Goldberg. They don't even have their real names. These bitches don't even have their real names. They have other fictitious names. And so, let me ask you, have you watched a show called Just Call Saul? Have you heard that about a show called that?
I've heard of it. I've seen it on Netflix. I haven't watched it. Go ahead.
Okay. If you did yourself, if you really wanted to have some entertainment, you have to watch Breaking Bad also to understand the show.
I've seen Breaking Bad.
Okay, if you saw Breaking Bad, you never finished the series of Breaking Bad until you watched the end of Just Call Saul. Because if you watched Breaking Bad in this show, and the guy's putting it out there for you, he's putting it out right there in that show. Let me explain it to you real quickly. He put it out there because it's like, hey, Saul had to change his name from Jimmy McNeil had to change his name, and he asked him, why are you changing your name to Just Call Saul Goodman? And you know what he says in the show? have to be a schmuck to make a buck. It's right there in the show. The Irish guy from Chicago changes his name to a Jew in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and he becomes a schmuck to make a quick buck. And there it is. And he actually, in the show, Just Call Saul, he's explaining how it is with making the money. It's all about the money. Follow the money. Everybody wants money. But you have to really watch the...
Okay, well, let's get back on... Okay, wait a minute. Because I've given you a whole lot of time. Let's get back to the topic at hand, because I've got other callers. The Cubans, what were they doing? Were they demonstrating against the whole idea of the indictment? What were they doing there?
Well, first off, a lot of Cubans were singing and praying for Donald Trump because tomorrow's his birthday. So a lot of Cubans, you know, they went to church. He went to church and had a little mass with a lot of Cubans. So they were singing. You could hear them by A Street. They were singing happy birthday to Trump and all that. It was unbelievable. And then Biden wanted to get that done. No Democrat. But, you know, to understand that they're trying to turn this place into communist Cuba. And they don't want that. They have freedom. Let me explain here.
I'm going to close this by saying it's nice to know that there's Cubans down there that are awake, that know what's going on. I've got to let you go, Tom. I've given you enough time. I've got to move on here.
Absolutely.
All right, but I appreciate your call. I appreciate your input, my friend. And I appreciate the report you gave me. All right, let's go to Murren, Wisconsin. Murren, you're on with Michael. What's on your mind, love girl?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, as far as the Hispanics, you know, they switched like 60% from Democrat to Republican after they did the Mar-a-Lago bust. You know, that just stunk of where they'd come from, you know.
Well, do you agree with me, Murr, that every time they do something, just like with the Mar-a-Lago raid and the impeachments and all of this crap, that every time they do this, he gains more popularity?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which means more and more people are starting to wake up and see the fraud that's happening right before their eyes, right?
I mean, as if 2020 wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And go back. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue your thought.
Well, I'm about to change a thought, so I probably ought to let you finish what you were going to say.
No, that's okay. Change your thought. I can always go back. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say about Jesse Sebotar, Cebotar. Now, there are a lot of them that have come out of this system, whether you call it Illuminati or, you know, it's Satanism, basically, and there's five groups that primarily, but they're all intertwined, and I had said something about this on my show, and I want to dig into this more. But this is why they hate him. Although it looks like he's just garnering publicity, you know, because there's no bad publicity, right?
Right.
He did, like you said, you know, I mean, he didn't get us into any new wars. We were energy efficient, even exporting. You know, any president could be doing that if they wanted to buck the system a bit, you know? So, but he knew what he was doing. He planned that. But
didn't he placate the left a little bit by dropping a bomb over in Syria at some point, I think?
That whole thing. Let me tell you real quick. That whole thing, he was going to, and he did take a team of 12 FBI into Israel to bust that Michael Kadar, sometimes with a Y and sometimes without, right? Michael Ron David Kadar. And that was after, like, the one Goldberg, you know, before. And there's a lot of these Jew trolls, and they, you know, they have several, many personas. That one... they also, you know, use voice apps so they can rip off, and he did, Kadar, and his father was in on it, billions in cryptos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they went in and got him, and that whole thing in Syria was to chum the media, give them something. Look, he's doing war for us, right? But I do believe, and Deagle was talking about this, and I guess he's passed on now, Dr. Bill Deagle, right? So he, and we won't get into him, but, it was like a quadruple false flag. Assad and Putin were in on it. They knew what was going on. What they did was, and the gematria numbers, right, but the 59 tomahawks, I mean, they were useless weapons at this point, right? And they didn't hurt the airport where they hit. And the one building that had the stuff in it wasn't really gas, and it was stuff that was stored. And, you know, that was all blown out of proportion. They were still using the airport. It wasn't like anybody got hurt. But it was to chum up the media so they had something to report on so they wouldn't, you know, because they weren't about to report on Kadar, right?
Mm.
That kind of
thing.
But Well, what I'm saying about Zavotar is all this child trafficking, and it's not just sex trafficking, we think, and, you know, and some will come out. No, it's satanic ritual stuff. You remember Ronald Bernard from the Netherlands, the banker, right? Back in 2017?
No.
Yeah, Ronald Bernard.
No, but I'm not as up to speed as you are, Murr, because I have a job, but go ahead.
Well, I think this is my job, so I'm on it.
Okay. Right. No, I mean, you're very astute at giving me information that I don't know about, you know, so I give you accolades for that. But yes, I have another job. That's why I only do this one day a week, you know.
But you feel much better, too. You're not back to Ubering, are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do that. That's my other job. I do it full time. Yeah, so but I enjoy it. I love talking to the normies, you know, because when they get in the back of my car and they open their mouth, it's a bad mistake because they don't sleep that night. But go ahead. That's a story for another day.
Okay. You want me to stay over a minute?
Wait, yeah, hang on. We'll go to a break. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report with Murr in Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. And Murr in Wisconsin is on the line. Going to throw a few more names at me, probably, that I know nothing about. So go ahead, Murr.
Well, I was going to ask you if you did get some oregano, the oregano with an L.
I haven't gotten around to it yet because I haven't gone to the health food store, and probably because I feel pretty healthy right now. I bought a Bowflex, by the way, And when I recovered, I started working out every other day, which, you know, and I would suggest that people, you know, think about doing that, because, you know, mm-hmm. that Extendivite that Don Wiskin has me on, he's right. You know, you can do one extra rep when you're on Extendivite, and I feel pretty good. So, I haven't ventured out and gotten any oregano yet, but I will do it. It's on my bucket list. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have around, you know, especially kind of emergency, you know. But, yeah, this Ronald Bernard, the Netherlands banker, and he had put out two videos, and then this Dimitri Baxter, whatever, had clickbait just before the third part of the interview came out, third video. I think it was in September, and in there, he had, and friends, you know, had picked it up on his website, that they'd be reporting he was dead. Ronald Bernard is dead, but it was Ronald Bernard Fernandez in Florida, you know, and they knew it. You know, they just left the last name off, but it was easy to find. But it was clickbait to keep you from paying attention to this. So, like Frank in North Carolina had called Rick Adams and was telling him about what Rents had, and so gave me the opportunity to call in and tell him what was going on here, because the third part of the interview was how this man, Ronald Bernard, had been abused himself when he was young. He'd been given to a pair of homosexuals for a couple of years. Right?
My God, have you got a photographic memory or something, Murr? I mean, you're throwing all this stuff out here. You're talking about this guy calling into Mike Adams. I mean, was it not Mike Adams?
Rick Adams.
I mean, he's been gone for years, rest his soul. But, you know, you're remembering stuff from years ago. I mean, what was Rick Adams was on the network way back in, God, I don't know, when did he pass away?
Was it 2018? I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I remember way back, he was on the network. He was a very popular host back on the network back in 2007 when I first came on the scene.
On the scene later than that. And he's one of the big draws. I liked listening to him. He was on every evening then, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Alan Watt.
Well, I actually talked John Stattmiller into putting Alan Watt on the show. I had him on my show on Fridays to really kind of piss Stattmiller off. and I kind of, you know, paved the way to get Alan Watt on the air. And I will take credit for that, because John and I went back and forth with that for quite some time. But, I think Alan Watt was a good addition to RBN. And so was, Rick Adams was great. I thought he was a great host. Now we're reminiscing. Now we're off the subject of all the people I don't know about, and we're reminiscing about the good old days of RBN. And I wonder from time to time if John Stattmiller were still alive. I mean, look at how they've ramped this stuff up and how fast they're throwing this stuff at us now. You know, whereas when John was still alive, you know, which is only hadn't even been 2 years that he's been gone. You know, I mean, look at how they have ratcheted up all of this stuff, throwing it at us, you know, like fastballs coming in, you know, every 2 seconds, and changing the narrative. And one of the callers called in, I don't remember who he was right about, you know, the vaccines were a big thing. Now all of a sudden you hear nothing about it. That Anthony Fauci's ridden off into the sunset, right? And now we're off to the next biggest thing.
Well, I didn't get to the part about Ronald Bernard, the ending part there, but I'll send it to you in the mail. And about how the whole system is built on child sacrifice. Satanic ritual child sacrifice.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful closing thought for me to sleep on. Thank you, Murr. All right, thanks, folks. We're out of time. Thanks to all the callers. Have a good night. See you same time, same station next week. Stay out of trouble and watch the play unfold. Bye for now.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com.
Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.